Rashi on Beis Dibur Maslam Nichnasti. It's a little more than halfway down the page. So the Morse has a story that Rissa Bar Avdimi said one time. You have it? The story was were permitted. So Rebbe went into the Ambati together with Rebbein Olkadosh Rebbe Ambati going brecha suy bekarka shom nosin shom emenasofim. So Rashi says the example would be you had this container on the ground which held water, that the water would. It's brought in and then it gathered there. Brecha is usually like a spring, but they made like a place to hold it. So it was Chama Tiberia, which you had coming on the ground, but they made like a bath out of it. Mikasha Nirsham Pach Shemin. I wanted to put Lahavshir, the Losu Chaimen or Kadam Rechitha. I wanted to put Pach Shemin to warm up, to use, to anoint. So he said, she said, take it out of the water, take the water out and into another keli, and that will cause it to cool off a little bit, because the klisheni is not mavashal. Tells over here, it says, no, why is it that klisheni is not mavashal? We know that's a major rule in halacha, in the Yeridea, in Arachayim. So why is it? Tosis says, the difference Tosis sees is that the klirishon, there is heat in the walls. It was on the fire, so it absorbed its own heat, and the heat is putting heat into the liquid, which is inside the food, which is inside. So therefore, it maintains its heat for a period of time and allows it to do the process of cooking. Since cooking takes some level of time, whereas the klisheni, the walls are working against it. The walls are cool, and they're taking away the heat from the what's inside. That's what Rashi sounds like saying. Rashi seems to say that the point was it's by changing it to another keli, you lose a certain amount of heat. Tosis doesn't say that. The difference is that kli rishon, the walls are adding heat, and a kli sheni, the walls are removing heat. Now in between, Tosis doesn't discuss.
But they're not mutually exclusive. I think both are true. Interesting.
Right, so Tosis is saying that the fact is, but even though it cools off a little bit, there's a certain amount, there's still yatsa lettuce burning klisheni, so why shouldn't yatsa lettuce be cooks? So the question in halacha is just, so what do you do when it's in the middle? It's not a klirishon, which is, the walls are adding heat, it's not a klisheni where the walls are taking away heat, it's your roll of a dover goosh, let's say, which is, doesn't have, you put it down on something where you don't have the walls sapping out the heat. So Aruch HaShulchan is interesting, it says that even a dover gush, we say a solid has like a klirishon, it's only by liquid that it can do a klisheni. It's only solid all by itself. But if there's liquid around it, or your hot potato from the sholent, but there's liquid sholent sitting around it on the plate, so that liquid will act as a medium to take away heat from the potato. The hot potato, which is just a dry hot potato, so we say over there it doesn't get impacted by the walls, so because it doesn't have a medium of liquid which is affecting it, so it maintains its heat. It doesn't have a cliche putting into it, doesn't have a cliche taking out of it. So that's the chum of the ragush, that it's in the middle, and so we're machmer looks like a cliche. But that's only a chumra. It's not a you know, it's machlagis, whatever it is, it's a chumra, so yeah, there's certain kulas we go with it once it's only a chumra. So that's where it comes from. But Rashi seems to say there's the transfer itself, it takes away a certain amount of heat, and that's sufficient. That you put the pach into the klisheni. The hachamati shemayim nimshochim lo min amayin choshev lo kikli rishon. Now Rashi is an important yisoid that. This wasn't the actual spring. This was a place which is, had the water was flowing into. They made a depression in the ground. Water flowed from the spring into this depression, but it's still attached back to the depression to the spring. So the water came out of the spring, flowed on the ground into this depression. You did rechitza there, and then it flowed out and went somewhere else. So Rashi says, why is that a kli rishon? It's not the place where it comes out of the ground. It flowed on the ground. Rashi says, it's the same thing as the kli rishon where it was heated. So the kli rishon, even if you remove it off the fire, it still has the power to be mevashel. Over here also, because now they come on. You have the pan and the pot, which you removed when they're still hot from the fire. Well, you're in the second table. You can't put something inside it because it's going to cook it. So Rashi says, so something which is, he's seeing that this is, has the same halacha. So in other words, if you have your boiler downstairs, and you have the pipes attached to the boiler, so that's still considered kli rishon. So when it comes to your sink already, it's still like it's a kli rishon. When it comes out, now it's irre kli rishon because it's no longer attached. But but the whole boiler system and all of the pipes, etc., that's all part of the kli rishon, Rashi, according to Rashi. That's how he's understanding the Gemara. Shemana havshei roi, b'makam roi lebishol, zah b'shulei. So Rashi says, so putting it to warm up in a place where it could potentially become a vushul is also part of the process of bishul. Rashi means the rice, Rashi means the rabbanah, because you might leave it there. Not clear in Rashi. Because how can he pass in halacha shalom base Americans? He says, you're allowed to think everywhere, laharba dibritar, except for the base Americans and the base Kizeh. Maybe you'll tell me they use a different language. The Rosh HaKadosh Divrei Torah is also La'imram B'mokam HaTzinoifis Afilo V'Lashon Chol. You can't say Divrei Torah even in another language, in a secular language, in a mokam which is not clean. The Gemara says that the Frush Meisur is permitted, like by the story with her mayor, that he was about to mop up the floors, wash the floors. You might come to smooth out any depressions in the ground, and that's the part of the malach of bona. The Gemara says, no, that's pretty right. Om Ravina, back in the Gemara. Right, six lines up. Om Ravina, Shmamine. Shamino, we see from this story over here with the mayor that he went to the Beis HaMerkatz and he wanted to smooth off the carcass, but they were going into the Merkatz. Shamino, Hamavasha Bechamer Tiberia, Beshabbos is Chayiv. I'm sorry, he's going back on the Maisa of Rebbe. The Maisa of the Rebbe, Lacher Gzeir Rehavu. The story of Rebbe was after the Gzeira, so the only place which was permitted was Chamei Tiberia. So it had to be the story where he was going to the Merkatz, like Rashi said before, was Chamei Tiberia, which is okay, because Rebbe actually lived in Tiberia. So it makes sense on that. So clearly they weren't going into a Merkatz made with heated water on a fire, it was Chamei Tiberia. And still, the issue over here was, you're not allowed to warm up the oil, because it's considered cooking. So you see, cooking in Chamei Tiberia, is chayiv. The mice of the Rebbe is after the Gzeir Rehava. But Marmalei Tov B'Kli Sheni B'Tein. You're allowed to put it into a Kli Sheni, not into a Kli Rishon. So Marmalei Tov B'Amar Rav Chista, Mavash B'Chamer Tiberi, B'Shabbos is Pater. So cooking in Chamer Tiberi is not considered Bishul, because Chamer Tiberi is not considered, we don't hold like Rabbi Yossi, we had before, which said that it's Chamer Ho'or. Chamer Tiberi is called, it's not Chamer Ho'or. It wasn't heated on a fire, a halachic fire for this purpose. So Mora says, so you're potter. So Mora answers, you're right. My chayiv nami dekamer, when Ravina said chayiv, he meant to makas martis. He meant your chayiv, not a full punishment of a chilul Shabbos, it meant to chayiv makas martis, the rabbinic lashes. Look at your Rashi. Second wide line. The mice of the Rebbe Achik Zeir Haba. She goes on the Zeya. The Rebbe made the Zeir on the Zeya. While Korchim Nechamet Zeir Haba. The only place would be permitted was Huda Havi. It was Nechamet Zeir. Rishua ben Levi, Dharma Liel, they said it before, B'mei Rebbe Havik, he lived in the time of Rebbe, Alma B'mei Rebbe, Kvar Nigzara. So Rebbe overlapped, Rishua ben Levi was, and Rebbe overlapped. He was telling the story, like how it just happened. So that was the time of Rebbe that this Gzera was done. You can't use a klibishin. Alma yesh behem mishum bishul. Klibishin is a bishul. So then we're answered makas martyrs. So what does the word martyrs mean? So maka means some type of hitting, and martyrs is ridui. Ridui is to cause somebody to submit, create submission. To mimaradas is to oppress somebody down. Oppress him to the point that he will capitulate to you. So that's you're teaching a person a lesson.
Keeping him away.
You're going to oppress the person to the point where he submission. So that's the concept of ridui. That's what the word ridui means. So over here, we're trying to train the person. It's makas of correction, getting the person to submit to the rules of the chachamim. So he won't do it again. So we're going to teach him a lesson. So sometimes you teach a lesson in a harder way than others. Okay. Amar Bezeira, back on the Gemara. Three lines on the bottom. Anoch hazisei l'rebi avo, the shot bambati. I saw Rebbe Avo who was swimming in this bath. Seemed to be swimming. I wasn't sure if he had let his feet off the ground or not. He was just like sort of like moving his hands around, but he was walking on the bottom or not. I wasn't sure whether he was ochre or not. The Mor says, what do you mean? Chita de loyoker. Obviously he can't be ochre. The Tanya lo yishat odam you can't swim. Bebrecha malaya mayim. Philip medes bechotzer. You can't swim in a river. You can't even swim in a brecha, which was again, was like this. You make
it. Not allowed.
Right, correct. So the person can't swim in a brecha. You may not swim. Okay, in a brecha. Again, what the brecha was, you make a depression in the ground. You let the water of the spring come into it. You make a swimming pool full of water. Fill of menace because even if it's in a chotzer, which there's no problem of carrying. There's no problem with it. The problem is maybe you'll cause some of the water to fly out and move the water down. It's in a chutzah. There's no problem with carrying. You can't do it. So obviously, if he walked through it, but he can't swim. Not a swim. So what was Rabbi Zera's question? Lokasha. Had the less legadudi, had the is legadudi. If there's no rim around, which around it, so then it has a locha that we just said you can't do anything. It has a rim around it, so mikir adin, the locha is that it's permitted to even be oiker. Rav Zera wasn't sure if he was makban that or not. Now halacha brings this down and says that it's that's motor mikir adin, and there's a minhag Yisrael not to do it. And the Akronim say different reasons why there's a minhag, but the minhag is not to do it even in a case where it has geduti. There's a minhag is not to swim it. So a swimming pool, really, theoretically, where it has geduti, at least many of them do, right? Most of them do. So theoretically, when you create it, it should be motzer, but there's a minhag is all not to do it. Then don't set up with a minhag. Zog Drashi, short, three lines in the bottom. Shot means soft. Soft means to float, literally. But he was, on top of the water. The shabbat bate b'shabbes l'idani yoker raglam in oros. I don't know if he moved his, let his feet off the ground. Because he learned kitanan ain't shotan up in hamayim. But Mishael and Paris, we have. Remember, we had a mishnah over there in Bayub. It said you're not allowed to swim. That's he assumed that's only but in a hard guddle, so not in a river. Over there, the Mor is the reason why a person might make this barrel, which would act as a flotation device, to allow him to learn how to swim and keep him up. They shouldn't. So the Chazal answered swimming over there. A person would make this flotation device. he held, maybe that's only osur in a river. Avobambati, in this bath, it's not osur. He wasn't oikar, because he held it was a problem over here also. The Mora says, well, what's your question? The Brisa says you can't do it. Lo yoshed avogav the lek of the migzer, even though there's the gzeira of chavash hashayotah doesn't apply, they would do that in the river, which had the current, etc., whereas over here no current, so the person's not going to be that motivated to make a flotation. You won't feel the need for a flotation device as such. Still, it's awesome. Can't do it if you're a menace b'chatzer. The lek of the migzer, shemer yatis mayim b'raglav chutzar b'amash. If there's no chatzer, so you would say maybe the problem is that a person will cause the spray in his swimming thrashing cause water to go more than dalalamas. But there's no other words. The chatzer is still osur. Marantz hold the osur the less legged duty. Shein tzvosa gavoya. The rim is not higher than the ground around it. Sheyu amayim amukim esel tzvosa. Come up emsa. The water is deep in the round the edge as it is in the middle. The kimein amukim sham. So if there's no gedudi, so what's keeping the water in is usually that it gets more shallow towards the side. The kimein amukim sham, since the water is not deep there, it's shallow.
Shallow water.
Sorry, what?
You don't need it. You just make shallow water all the time. Take out some water, you never have a problem with splashing water.
No, it's just the opposite. Having shallow water is a problem.
Oh, shallow water is the problem.
Yeah. Shana mukim sham kimotzi samach l'svasa. When you get towards the air, as you come out, noyetz ragel bekar, because he's sticking his feet into the ground to hold on. Bekar for a mamacha, offer the sechamayim v'dam the megabel. This is one pshat that you heard from Shem Beim, that so you end up like with your feet, you're kneading the sand together, and with the water, and that's like the malacha of megabel, which is kneading. That's the way we heard from Shem Beim. Well, leaning the Rizik Rashi, I think the pshat is different. Whereas opposed to if it has gedudi, so basically you can make it, it's a container type of a thing, so you can make it deep the whole way. Well, leaning the east like gedudi, Rashi, I think the pshat is like this. If it has gedudi, it's sure it's a little dumber than the har, because the Iker Gzeira was on a river. So if it has gedudi, it does not look like a river. It's a different, totally different thing. The less the gedudi, dumber than the har, but if it doesn't have gedudi, it's more similar to the natural thing like a river, and that's why the Chazal said it's awesome.
Because it's natural, it's in stones on the bottom of a river. He moves it with his feet or something like that.
So Rashi's saying Rashi doesn't deal with moving. Rashi is saying the Chazal made an issue in the river. It's the river because, like we had before, you might make a flotation device. But they made it an issue in the river because that's really where the person would be more. There was a current, etc. But they didn't say halachically a current versus non-current. They said they insulted it. Period. So anything which is similar to the river, it's made in a way which is more like the natural flow of a river. So it's not clearly different. So they said that goes into the Gzera. But over here, if it's in a container. Clearly in a container because it has the rim around it, so that's clearly a different thing. That wasn't the Gzera. Okay, the next piece of Gemara is not a Shabbos problem. It just goes through some other type of issues. Sneas issues, etc. Vom Reb Zera, so we're talking about, this is Reb Zera said a Maisa of the Revo about swimming. So they used to swim with no clothes on. That's how they swam. Right? They didn't have a swimming trunk. He put his hand in front. I'm not sure if he touched or not. Allowed himself to touch. Mar says, what do you mean? Pshita loy noga. Obviously, he didn't touch. The Tanya, we have a Bryce of Gemara and Mesechta Nida. Bryce and Mesechta Nida. Rabbi Eliezer Omer. Halachas ba'oma umashin. A person who touches his male organ. Umashin when he goes to the bathroom. Even when he's going to the bathroom because he wants to help it, you know, directed. Kilo maybe marble oil is like he's bringing the marble, the flood to the world, because I'll say that causes the person to become can cause a person to become aroused and be mitzi zera, and that was the very of the door marble. One of the things they did was they were mitzi zera And that was part of the reason why the marble came. So
he wasn't worried that this man was urinating in the water, was he?
The problem is not the urine. The problem is touching.
He was touching. He was worried that the man was touching.
Yeah. Okay. Right. So Sabaya says that the reason why Reb Zera had a question was that the whole reason is a person will get aroused in a situation where a person is in a state of fear, a person does not get aroused. Where do you find that idea? You find a similar idea. Abaya says, Asua kibaleshes. We consider this case similar to the case of the baleshes. Baleshes are the people which are when the army comes through, they're seeking out the booty in the city. That's called the baleshes. The baleshes is actually the search out. What's the case of baleshes? It's not. Baleshes and Nicholas of the ear, the soldiers would come through the city, and the non-friendly soldiers, you know, which come through the city. So Bashash Shalom, in a time where there's no war going on, so the chavis which are open, they might take advantage of drinking from them. Yeah. If they're closed, they're closed, so we see nothing happen to them. Even the ones which are open are permitted, because during the war, because there's no time for them to be menaseh, because they're busy fighting a war. Right now, there's, you know, doing hand-to-hand combat between the houses. They're not busy dealing with your wine. So the Mor says, Alma kimin de be'isi lo menaschi. So the reason why, but the Mor says that the main point was that they're focusing on something else. They're not busy doing these other, focusing on their enjoyment.
But it's not treif. It's not considered, this is another Jew's wine.
No, the baleshes were goyim.
Okay, so it's open.
My Jewish wine. So it's open. So now the question was, I have to be worried. I come back in the city, you know, I finally, you know, come out of hiding, and the goy is gone. What do you do with my wine? So
Lachas. Your wine.
Right. So Lachas says, if there was combat going on, he's not thinking about my wine. He's thinking about saving his life.
Okay, he's not drinking.
Right. Well, not, the problem wasn't even drinking. The problem was
Nisul. I was thinking if he's in war, he's probably drinking.
The issue over here was being Manasseh. He's going serving the Avodah Zorah. The mercy he's not doing. He's right now. He's busy, you know, with combat.
Maybe the drinking's not the issue anyway. It's like you say. It's the Avodah Zorah part is the problem.
Correct. But halacha is once he touches, we have to question that he's not touching. It's not what he's focusing on. So a time of fear, you don't focus on these other things. So the Mor says that when a person is in a state of fear, he's not going to be mahar about a woman. The Mor says, so where is the fear? The Mor says over here, they used to swim in the rivers, so they were focusing on, you know, the current, etc. So that's why maybe it's possibly that he touched, not being worried about halachic issues. Okay, so that's the pshat. The Mor said, one second, still have a problem. I don't understand the story because the next piece of Mor, you're going to find difficult to understand. Okay, Amy, is this really so that he would cover himself up, put his hand in front? If you're covering it up, now we're talking about a situation where halachically you're allowed to be undressed. So you're allowed to be undressed. What are you embarrassed of? So I'm undressed, but I'm covering up this thing. If it's a case where you have to be dressed, be dressed. In case you're undressed, you're embarrassed of the bris. So you're insulting the bris of Avraham Avinu.
You stop to be modest.
I told you wouldn't understand the Gemara. The Gemara says, look, Kasha. The Gemara says, it's not true. The Gemara says, Hoki Nochis, Hoki Solik. If a person is going in a situation where nobody can see him, he's going down towards the river, so then there's no reason to cover. Person's coming out, going towards the people, so then then he's allowed to cover. Does that answer your question?
Yeah.
Okay. The Mor says, "Ki hada Rava." The Mor says that Rava, when he went, he was shachi, he would lean over to cover it over. Rebbe Zera would bezaki, he would walk straight up. He shouldn't look like a kaifer. Rabban the Beirabashi, they came up with the following compromise. Kikonachsi zaki, when they would go down to the river away from the people, they would stand straight. Kikosoliki, when they would come out of it, shachi, they would bend over, they shouldn't be so visible. Okay, let's see Rashi. The more discusses
it's
every.
There was no concept of a towel. I mean, it's like.
Yep. Shinich Yarov, we're from within they are. The Rashi. Shinich Yarov, because are you roich yitz mishum sneis? They had towels to dry themselves.
Yeah.
That was good, but you know.
Hello. You used it when you were in the water then.
No, she's saying when you on the way down, when you take it, it's a, you're not going to leave a towel, but as a river, you come back, there's no towel. So there's some point in time you're going to let go of the towel.
Or it's wet.
Right.
It doesn't do any good anymore.
Because Mishum Sneas, he put his hand over there when he was bathing, because it's Sneas. I'm not sure if he nog if he touched. He said, what do you mean? You're not sure if he touched. Kilo maybe Mabaloilo. She means chamim. It heats the person up. A brother they carry, he'll have a carry. Mizek kula shal dar amabul. Matziyam mishich b'sera lebatola. What one of the things that the dar amabul did wrong was they were matziyam mishich b'sera. They allowed the zera to come out for no reason. Kiyachsim ki hishchis kol basar is dakar al oritz. That's how they destroyed their zera onto the ground. Mercy is like beleshes. Asua lahod de revo. We compare this case like a case of Beleshes. What's Beleshes? Beleshes is Chayolos Gaius Habolair. It's the soldiers coming into the city. Why are they called Beleshes? Al-Shem Shem Mechapsin U'bol Shem Esair currently Beleshes. Since they search through the items which are there, they're referred to as Beleshes. Shash Shalom Kev Shehu Shal Oysa Malchus. It would be the friendly soldiers. So, but the Maisa, they're soldiers. Yeah. So, you know, they're hired mercenaries, but you know they're working for you. But the mice are the soldiers, so you have to be afraid that they enjoyed the wine along the way. They dipped into the wine and they're menasech. Mercy, 1 second. Covering is kilo covered. The nearest boish bedaber looks like you're embarrassed. The fact that you have a bris. Mercy is kinochus lo nahor panam klapi nahor. You're facing the river. Vein kam mishum sneis. It's not a problem. It's sneis. So then also the chasoyis. Then it's also the cover. Kisola kupon of klapi om. You're coming back towards the people. Mutzim mishum sneis. That's considered a situation of sneis. Rezei zokiv the chayish le the rav shel yirik kaifer. He walked straight. He wasn't worried about the issue of kaifer. Okay. Next gemara also interesting. More like this. Rezei haba kamishdamit meter of Yehuda. Rezei was talmud chaver of Rabbi Yehuda. So he was a Talmud, he was also a Chavri, so he was a contemporary of Rabbi Yehuda, but Rabbi Yehuda was older. So he was avoiding Rabbi Yehuda. Why? The boy Lemesek Lara the Yisrael, Rezera eventually went up to Eretz Yisrael, he planned to go up to Eretz Yisrael. And Rabbi Yehuda says, Dom Rabbi Yehuda, Kol Oilem Mi Bobel Eretz Yisrael, Oibir Vasei, person leaves Bobel to go to Eretz Yisrael, is Oibir Nasei, and everybody says, Bavelo Yavoyu, Veshama Yiyu. Okay, so it says, when you go to Babel, you stay there. So you can't go up. You're ever not safe staying up. And the Rashi Ksubas explains because the main Yishuv of Tamil Chacham was in Babel. So you're leaving the Talmud Chacham to go up to Eretz Yisrael. That's awesome. But see, he was avoiding, he didn't want to, you know, see Rabbi Yehuda. He afraid that if he'd go to Rabbi Yehuda, Rabbi Yehuda would chop what he's planning to do and tell him you can't go, and then he's not going to go against Rabbi Yehuda's explicit command. So he basically avoided Rabbi Yehuda. Okay. I'm not saying that a person should avoid his rav. Anyway. Amr Ezel v'eshma minei milsa v'aisi v'isak. Before I leave, I want to hear one more chance to hear a shir before I go. So I'm going to go hear, listen to the shir, then I'm going to go. Ozel, he went, asher chay dekoy be'bani, so he was in the bani. Bani is the Beis Americas. He said to his shamash, Rabbi Yehuda saying to shamash, Abili Neser, you bring me Neser was the type of soap. Abili Masrik, bring me a comb. Pisk Pumaychu, and he told the people there they should open up their mouths Afiku havla, let the heat, which means in or out, we'll see what it means in a second. V'ishtu mimayi the mivani, and also drink some of the hot water. So Rezeva said, Imola amri imolei bosi elabishul lishmai dar bezeh adai. It was worth coming to hear this shir in Derech Eretz of how the proper way to act in the base of Americans. Okay, what are the things? The verse is like this. Bishlama haviuli neser haviuli masrek. So what did he learn from each one of these things? So he said, bring me the neser, bring me the masrek. He spoke in Lashon HaKadosh. Kvashalim d'borim shalchal mutalom rim b'Lashon HaKadosh. So since it was a secular point, he said, even though he said in Lashon HaKadosh, that was permitted. So that's a chiddush in that. Pisul p'maychul b'fiku havlo nami. What did it teach me? Chiddush Shmuel, d'amr Shmuel. Havlo mapik havlo. That letting the hevel of the merchitz go into your mouth will take out, cause you to sweat and get out. You know, all of the they felt sweating was healthy. It was let out, get all of the toxins inside of the body. Good. I understand what he learned from all those things. Eli ishtu maya the bebani my mal yusa. What did you learn from this idea that you should drink some of the hot water? Or says the Tanya, it fits with the following price. Price is like this: ochel b'lo yishos, a person who ate did not drink with his meal, is achilosei dam. So the chila increases the dam in the body, and it's not healthy. This is the beginning of a person having intestinal problems, not drinking enough with the meal. Ochel b'lo yichalach daladam, is a person who ate and he did not move daladam, as he stayed put before and fell asleep in his place. Achilosei merkevis, v'zot chilas reich ra. So the chila, instead of being digested well, will sort of rot, and it doesn't move along well. The body needs the movement to help it move along. So this is, it's going to sit there, and that will cause a reich ra, a bad smell. Hanitzel in a kava v'ochel, a person needs to use to relieve himself, to defecate, and he still eats in that point in time. And darmel taner shesiku al gabi afora, it's like heating up the toner with the ash from the last one in still. It's not very effective. And b'zod chilas reich zoyama, that causes not a reich ra from the peh, causes the whole body to have a bad smell. Rachas b'cham v'loshah, so may have a person who washes in hot water and does not drink some hot water. Darmel taner shesikumi b'chutz v'lesikumi ifnim. You heat it up on the outside and on the inside, and you need to clean out, the person needs to clean out by getting hot water in the side also. Rochatz b'cham b'lo nishtata, but a person who washed in hot water and did not afterwards rinse in cold water. It's like a person put hot metal into the fire and then he didn't anneal it by putting it into cold afterwards. I'm sorry. Rochatz b'lo yisach, a person who did rechitza and did not anoint himself. It's like a mayim on the chavis. It's on the outside, it doesn't get absorbed in. So the oil is but allow the water to get absorbed into the body and help cleanse. Okay, we'll leave Rashi's for tomorrow.